Start Smart Learning Center offers a fun, nurturing, faith-based space for your child to grow and succeed. We are now enrolling children ages 1 to 5 years old. Visit our website at startsmartlc.org or call us at 772-281-4121 to give your child the head start they deserve.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I want to talk to you today about simply what I think and what I say to myself a lot of times, and to the devil too. I will not be denied. Amen. Tell someone, and let's get vocal with this thing. Tell somebody, I ain't going to be denied. If God hadn't denied me, I ain't going to be denied. Now, if I know God has denied me, I ain't messing with it. But if God says maybe delayed, but not denied, I'm not going to be denied. So there's certain things in the delay that we need to understand and we need to grow in. So go with me. Let me see where I want to start here. Go with me to Luke chapter 11. We're going to start at verse number 5 of Luke chapter 11. Let me get it in my Bible here. And I'll give you a number of examples of those who experience delay but refuse to be denied. Amen. And we see the end result. There's a word that we're going to refer to here, and the word is, I don't know that we use it much today, but it's the word importunity. Importunity. Okay, so just maybe you want to write that down or jot that, and you can look it up later. Even in the Greek, it's an interesting word. But let's read this first portion of scripture, Luke 11, verse 5-13. And he said unto them, Jesus is talking to the disciples, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Okay, man, why you come knocking on my door at midnight? But look what he said. He goes on to say, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask of him? There's an interesting word, I mentioned it earlier, and the word is importunity. And the word in the Greek is an interesting word, is anadeia. And you can look that up, run reference on in that. But here's the meaning of it. The word importunity, it means recklessness, audacity, shamelessness. Okay? Recklessness, audacity. You got the audacity. Shamelessness. Recklessness or disregard for someone making a request. Disregard, recklessness or disregard for someone making a request. One who knows no restraint. Importunity. No, one who knows no restraint. And here's a word, I'll give you a definition on this one too. The word no deference. Deference. D-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E. No deference. One who is reckless, imprudent in his relationship with others. Now that seems totally contrary to walking in love and meekness and unity, right? Yes. It's this word is talking about being reckless. Amen. Amen. Disregard for what somebody said. Don't bother me, it's 12 midnight. But Jesus said, because of his importunity, in other words, he didn't stop knocking. You gonna let me up in there and give me them three loaves. how many of us, if we were Daniel, how many of us would have stopped praying on the 20th day? Or would have stopped on the second, third day? Well, you know, I don't know, is God going to answer or not? Tell somebody, when you see something, say something. God has shown you some stuff. Whether you wanted to see it or not, God has shown you. And because he's shown you, you are responsible. Amen. Amen. You're responsible for it because he's shown it to you. Amen. Now, however tough it might be, or whatever it may cost you, you need to start saying it and pursuing it. Amen. See, saints today are, nobody in here, I'm just talking about saints in general, are too pampered. Amen. Amen. Well, that offended me. Amen. 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 At the drop of a hat, ready to back off and give up. That can't be the Lord. But this man that went to this man, his friend's house, I can see him banging on the door, midnight. Friends, they get away from my house. Well, I call the police. Call the police all you want to. You gonna give me that bread. You give me them three loaves. Now see right there, that's where we cut it off. Amen. Well, the bank said no. My credit. What did God say? Did you hear the Lord say no? Amen. You might have heard him say delayed. Amen. Not denied. Amen. So what does that mean? See, authority is only effective when it's exercised. So when the delay comes, you got to know it's not denial. So what I must start doing in the midst of the delay is start exercising authority. In some people's eyes, I got to start talking crazy. He gonna give me that. That's lead a man. No. That's mine.
Amen.
I see some of us don't want to go there. I'm just gonna leave it in the hand of the Lord. The Lord said, no, authority have to be exercised. And see, there's a side of you that a lot of us have kept hidden. Oh, we know you the sheep. No, we know you the lamb. But there's also a lion up in there. When it comes to some things, see, when it comes to some things, the lion's got to roar. I'm gonna say it this way: you got to lose your mind. Because your mind is full of limitations. You don't want people to think certain things about you. You don't want them to think you crazy. You better get up in a situation and make them think you crazy. See, because you put that out there, God is obligated to bring it to pass. Because he said delayed but not denied. But I need you to exercise some authority. Stop being shy. Well, I'm just shy. The devil is a lie. I'm just shy in nature. Well, you got the nature of Christ. The word deference. See, when you're importune, you have no deference. The word deference is cautious respect for or submission to another's opinion, their wishes, or their judgment. You know, in Job's deepest part, well, in the initial part of his trial, out of all people, his wife come to him and said, why don't you just curse God and die? Yeah, that, ouch. That was deep. That cut deep. Amen. But what did Job? Job came back at her. Listen, woman, you talk like the foolish woman. Huh? You talking, see what he didn't just, under all that pressure, all that opposition, he didn't just buckle. Amen. And say, you know, you right. No, he said, you talk as a foolish woman. He stood his ground. He stood his integrity. And you know, you think about it, you don't see Job's wife no more in the book of Job. She gone. So there's some stuff Job did that wasn't written. But what are we talking about? Deference. This importune spirit is a dimension of exercising authority. Sometimes there has to be confrontation. Amen. And not, I don't mean fleshly, but in the spirit. Sometimes there's a war of words. People telling you what you can't do. Let them know what you won't do. Tell me what I can't do. Are y'all tracking with me here? See, there's a place between the promise and the blessing. And you got to navigate that place. That's why I say many times I let the devil know, and I talk to myself, I'll not be denied.